Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Sometimes us leaders need to be reminded or become more self-aware about where we came from, perhaps in an organization, or even what our employees do every day so that we can lead them effectively. So unlike the normal check-ins or those scheduled performance reviews or maybe even your one-on-ones, the goal with what I want to talk about today, which is all about shadowing employees, is that you get to observe. You get to be the person who's just sitting there. You're not stepping in and you're not talking. You're not criticizing. You may have a couple of questions to ask. The point is to step into the shoes of the employee without contributing or affecting anything to do with the day's work. So this shadowing experience really provides you with the insight into what the team's workflows are, maybe what their challenges are or their wins, which can help you understand any gaps and even maybe where you need to improve or where processes need documented or where safety needs improved. When you do this, there are a few tips I want to hand out to you today. First and foremost is you want to choose participants really thoughtfully. So it might be that you select various employees across different departments or roles so that you can get a full view of what the organization does, if that's what you want to do. Or you can pick from your team. But make sure that everybody understands what you're doing and what the purpose of it is. You don't want employees surprised that you've been sitting there watching them for a day or an hour or whatever you choose to do. So make sure they know what the purpose of this is, that it is that you are wanting to understand what they do on a day-to-day basis more thoroughly. You want to learn from what they do, or you want to know where there might be some gaps and you can help them with further resources. Really make sure that the participants know what you're doing. And then you want to set some very clear boundaries around this. You, again, let them know why you're there. You let them know that you're an observer and you are not a manager. You are not the leader. You're not the supervisor. You are literally an observer, nothing else. You're not there to interrupt the work that they're doing. You're not there to provide them advice. You're there to learn and observe only. That really does help prevent any disruptions to whatever the natural workflow is for their day. And it may also reduce any pressure they feel about a leader watching them everything that they're doing. You don't want them to feel that you're there to reprimand them later. You're just there to see what they do and learn and understand. Then when you are there, you want to be fully present for what you're doing. You want to dedicate your attention, kind of like we've talked about active listening in the past, where we want to really be focused on them and what they're doing and the experience of shadowing your employees. So leave the cell phone somewhere else. Don't take your computer with you. You might have a note, paper, and pen, but you don't want to be checking emails. You don't want to look distracted. If you do that, it tells your employees that they're not really important and maybe that you're just doing this for a checkbox, when really we need to be doing this so we can learn and grow. They deserve your undivided attention in this process. Now, I did mention bringing that paper and pen. It is okay to take some notes, but you don't want to be writing furiously. Why? Because it can make them feel very nervous, but it also makes some employees feel that they are being reprimanded or they will be talked to later about things they did wrong. So be very subtle in your note-taking. Take just a few notes. If you want to take heavier notes later, do that on break or lunch or when you're finished. So what can you learn from incorporating a shadow day experience as part of your leadership growth strategy? It is a simple yet very transformative way to really appreciate and understand what your employees go through every day, what their work looks like, what their challenges and wins are, and even the mental health of your employees. You may all of a sudden realize how stressed out they are and that they really do need to take a break. And maybe that's something that you do as an improvement idea. It also allows you as a leader really to step outside of your day-to-day grind and really gain some more insight into what everyone actually does. And you may learn a few things you had no idea contributed to the success of your organization, or even not knowing that, they did certain things in the first place, but they do them and it's effective and it's awesome. Leaders looking to really deepen connections, understand what their employees go through, and then also develop that culture of understanding. The idea of shadowing employees or shadow days can be a very great way to let you see a different perspective. When will you schedule your shadow day? That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. Did you know we have many things we offer to leaders? You can find out more about our coaching, consulting, and other services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.